This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
The 2019 federal election campaign kicks off today, and my question is, are you more cynical about governments than you were, say, 15, 20 years ago? Now, I'm asking because disillusion with the political establishment has increased literally throughout the Western world, and that's what Brexit or the election of Donald Trump, the rise of Alternative for Deutschland Party in Germany and other anti-refugee parties, Sweden, Denmark, Italy, Hungary, the Yellow Vests in France, they're all symptomatic of the trend of declining confidence in the political establishment. But comparatively speaking, Canada hasn't followed suit, which is one of the reasons I'm really interested in the impact of the SNC-Lavalin scandal, where, you know, the company had undisputed secret backroom access to the highest levels of government, precisely the kind of old-time politics that's fueling declining confidence in other countries. And keep in mind that declining confidence in government is the major trend that's driving financial markets. Doesn't matter what you're talking, currency, gold, stocks. We're seeing it right now in Hong Kong, where the heavy-handed tactics of the Chinese government is decreasing the level of confidence, of course it would, in the 7.5 million residents, including 300,000 Canadians. That, in turn, is going to encourage a whole lot of money and a whole lot of people to leave, many returning to Canada, which, in turn, will have an impact on things like our housing market. But the impact is not just in the financial markets. As I say, social and political impact is profound. Just look at the huge social and political upheaval you're seeing in the crumbling European Union. The U.S. is already in a state of high anxiety and unrest, and it's tough to believe that's not going to ramp up coming into the 2020 election. But what about Canada? I mean, can the same old-time politics hold? Because everything we've seen so far points to the same disrespectful, fear-mongering avalanche of misleading statements and false promises, hey, we've been subjected to for decades. Maybe it'll be worse. Well, actually, the evidence so far points to the fact it will be worse. But can it change? Well, I don't know. But it won't until the majority of voters demand that the disrespectful and those misleading statements and personal attacks that are the mainstay of Canadian politics stop. I mean, we can have higher standards of interaction. We certainly do in our business and personal life. So why not politics? But until we do, I'll tell you, the confidence in government is going to continue to erode. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.